Thank you for calling Bank of Carter. This is Zach. Can I help you?
This is Alfred Tavis. I'm calling in regards of a loan.
Okay. Did you receive a mailer in the mail from us?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on there?
Yes.
Could you repeat that back to me, and that would type it in my computer, allow me to pull up the information we have on your business?
Okay, but I was just talking to somebody, and my phone hung up, and I just wanted to tell you that. I don't know who I was talking to, but my phone cut off. Okay, but
okay.
Start over.
Yeah.
2311,
you said?
2311.
Okay.
3201.
Okay.
0050.
All right.
0300.
0300. One moment, please. Okay, am I speaking with Alfred or Al?
Yeah.
Do you go by Al or Alfred?
Alfred.
Okay. hold on one second here. Alfred, we have a new phone system where we just got a couple weeks ago, and we have had experienced a couple drop calls. What would be a good number that I could reach back out to you in case, God forbid, the call drops again?
Okay, well, this number that I'm on is
910-740-0543. Okay, got it. Perfect. And lastly, just want to confirm a little information we have on file. Is the business still located at the 1907 Gaddy Road in Fairmont, North Carolina?
That is correct.
Okay, excellent. And then the business classification, is it a proprietorship, an LLC, a partnership, a S-Corp, C-Corp?
I'm sole owner.
Sole prop. Okay, got it. Perfect. So what you had received was an offer for funding. The business is pre-approved. But if you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a bunch of different programs. I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit to assist your business.
Well, I'm looking for $175,000.
Okay. Was that just, are you guys expanding? Are you paying down debt, or what's going on?
Well, I want to pay down some debt.
Okay.
And I need to buy a planter to plant my crops with.
Okay. And what is that? One of those set you back normally?
Well, really haven't priced them, but you know they're from $50,000 to $350,000.
Holy cow! Were you looking to get a used one or a new one or?
Well, I kind of want a new one.
Okay. Okay.
The one I'm wanting, probably, I'm saying it's 65,000.
65, okay. And then I'm sorry, please go ahead.
I said that's probably the price. You know, I haven't really, the one I've got is more than out.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's round, they probably 60 to 70,000.
And how quickly, this is for this season to plant, correct?
No, we're finished. I'm preparing for the upcoming year.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was just curious if this was like a real immediate need. Did you need it like tomorrow or anything?
No.
Okay.
You
okay.
Know, I want to pay down some debt.
Okay. How much is that with other working capital loans or credit card or?
Or debt. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Working capital. I want to pay that down.
Okay. Who do you have those other loans with? I'm just curious as they might be within our same network.
Oh, they're not. One is with a chemical company. You know, I had a big loan, and I need to get it paid down.
Okay. Okay. And is that, are they taking from your account daily, weekly, or monthly, or?
Well, I pay monthly, but it's 18%.
Ooh, okay. Gotcha.
And it's killing me.
Gotcha. And then how much do you have left on that as well? Is there still some time left?
I owe them $150,000.
Okay. All right.
I'm
okay.
Paying $5,000 a month.
Wow. Okay. So we have two programs here. We have equipment financing, which is, you know, a 2 to 5 year loan. It's secured, and rates start at right around 4.5% and can go up from there. We need to look at a couple different factors, time in business, cash flow of the business, credit, things of that nature, to get you some really solid numbers. And then the other program that we have is, you know, another working capital program that I'm sure you're familiar with the product. And it's based off of the sales from the year previous for your business. Do you know what you did in sales last year by chance?
Well, last year was a really, really bad year, but I still went over 600,000.
600, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I have a chicken operation, too. You know, gross is around 300,000 a year, it does, by itself.
Oh, wow. So you're upwards of closer to a million then.
Yeah, I grow chickens and I farm. And, you know, I then do cattle.
Okay. So you have several businesses then together?
Pretty much.
Okay. Would you happen to know what the total sales for everything was?
Last year was over 650.
Okay. Okay. You know, just based off those numbers, we could probably get you upwards of, you know, 90 to maybe 120 or 30 to start out with.
Okay.
And then, you know, halfway would that help out things at all or?
Yes.
Okay. And then, you know, if, you know, once a relationship has been established, we're a relationship-based bank, you know, our rates will go lower for you. We can bring on more money. It's just a matter of establishing a little bit of a history between us, basically.
I understand.
And it's a very simple process. We have a one-page application. We would need to look at 6 months of bank statements just to see the cash flow. The first two pages of your most recent tax return, just to verify your sales. And if you had quotes, or a quote on the equipment that you're looking at.
No,
not yet?
I don't have one yet, no.
Okay. Or the information also that you have on the other working capital loan. You know, those would be the items that we would need to get the snapshot of your business that we need to make an offer that would be helpful and not, you know, create a problem for you.
Okay. Well, just tell me what I need to do.
Sure. You know what? I can send you, just shoot you out the list in an email, if that would be easier.
Well, I don't, it would be easier, but I don't know. I can't print my emails off. You know, I ain't really great with the computer.
Okay.
Get the loan application if we see this mail. Does that work?
Yeah. So the other items that we would need, do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yes.
Okay, so we would need 6 months of the most recent business bank statements. So August.
Hold on a second.
Sure.
But on these bank statements, I'm gonna bulk out my bank number.
What's that?
I'm gonna bank out my bank number. Black out my bank number.
Can you leave the last four just so underwriting can see that there is, that way they can match it up basically and verify that you do have a bank account? Because we've had that in the past, and not to say that you would do this, but you know, people have given us fraudulent bank statements and they blanked out the account numbers and we couldn't do anything with it. If you just leave the last four, underwriting would be able to verify that it is a legitimate bank account. Is that a possibility?
Well, I sure don't want to do that because I'm so scared of fraud, you know.
I completely understand. You know, we are regulated by the federal government. We've been in business for 16 years. We are not a fraudulent company in any way. I'm just trying to.
I know, but, you know, I get so many offers that, you know, it's scary.
I understand, man. I definitely understand. I'm just trying to make it as easy as possible for everybody involved to get you the information that you need, basically.
Okay.
And then the other thing would be the first two pages of the tax return, and that would verify the sales for your business.
Okay. How many years? 2 years?
Just 1 year, just the most recent.
Okay.
And then do you have, like, the contract with that company that you have the other working capital loan with?
Oh, well, we really don't have a contract. You know, it's chemicals that I bought.
Uh-huh.
I mean, okay. I just have a bill.
So you're just paying on it monthly then?
Yes, correct.
Okay. You know what? I don't think that you would need to include that. So the things that I told you would be what we need, and then the application, of course.
And fill out the application.
Yes, please. And then, I guess, would you be able to fax that over?
I can email that to you. I can take pictures of it and send it, but I just don't know how to print anything.
Gotcha, gotcha. How about that application, though? Are you going to be able to...
I can take a picture of it and send that to you, too.
Sure, sure. If you can, you can do that and just make sure that everything is legible and you know, yeah, easy to read, and that would be that could work as well.
Okay. Well, what's your email address?
It is Z M I L L E R 74 at bankofcardiff.com.
Okay.
And you know, let me give you my direct dial as well, just in case you have any questions. You can just reach out to me directly. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay, go ahead.
It is 858-779-0426. And that will go. Okay. And you have any questions?
That number will go directly to you.
Yes, exactly. Though directly to me.
And what's your name?
My name is Zach, spelled Zach, Z-A-C-H.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Hey, Alfred, do you have any other questions for me while I have you on the phone still?
Well, okay, let me make sure I got this thing down right. Your 748, give me that daggum email address again. I can't even read my right.
That's okay. So it's Z...
Z?
Yep. M? Miller? M-I-L-L-E-R?
Oh, Miller.
Yeah, like Miller Beer?
I got you. Zach Miller.
at bankofcardiff.com.
I got that.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, well, I'll get this to you.
Sounds good. And then, of course, if you have any questions, please give me a call because I am here to help.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
It was a pleasure to meet you today, Alfred.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.